I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired and so. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, March 25th, 2026 edition. You just heard the new country song commercial. Perry Johnson's campaign is airing on over 100 radio stations across Michigan. So far, since announcing his candidacy back in January, he has spent over $13 million of his own money running TV ads, radio station ads, doing interviews on various radio shows. He was on our show, you may remember, March 5th. If you didn't catch that interview, text me PJ for Perry Johnson, and I'll send you a link to a YouTube video that I produced using the interview as the soundtrack for the YouTube video. Well, according to a new poll, Perry Johnson has effectively caught up with Republican gubernatorial frontrunner John James, congressman from Shelby Township. According to a new poll done by a national outfit that has run surveys off and on in Michigan for years, JMC Analytics and Polling, they're based out of Virginia. They're not affiliated with any gubernatorial candidate or any consultant. Found that John James' lead over the pack is down to just 23%. Johnson coming in second place at 20%. However, that's it within the poll's margin of error, plus or minus 4.62 percentage points. The rest of the field, former Attorney General Mike Cox came in third place, down at 6%. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt is at 5%, and former Speaker Tom Leonard is only at 4%. The rest of the field didn't even register on their polling. However, less than a majority, only 44%, are undecided at this point. It's very interesting, because if you're normally north of 50, 51% majority still undecided, that means that you can earn some votes. As soon as you get down into the 40s, that shows that the people have already made up their minds. Well, the ads are going to continue, and they're going to run through April the 7th, which will conclude the NCAA March Madness basketball tournament. At that point, they'll do another poll, see where he's at, and then maybe, just maybe, 2 weeks later, April 21st, John James may announce that he's dropping out of the governor's race and is going to run for re-election in Congress. Well, the survey itself, looking at the methodology that JMC Analytics Polling used, they contacted directly 450 Michigan Republican primary voters. The poll was taken this past Saturday and ran through Monday. In addition to whether or not they've heard of these candidates and who they would most likely vote for, they also did favorability and unfavorability. Now, what does that mean? Well, the higher the favorability and the lower the unfavorability numbers are, is a tendency to understand whether the voters are absolutely locked into their candidate. If they say they're going to vote for somebody, and when they're asked, Do you have a favorable opinion of this person or an unfavorable opinion? Those numbers validate that they're going to stay voting for that person come the August 4th primary. John James' favorability, unfavorability numbers, 55-24, with 21% having no opinion or have never heard of him. Perry Johnson, favorability, 45%. 10% lower than James. But his unfavorability numbers were also lower than James, only at 21%. 34%, 13% more than James, said they've never heard of Perry Johnson or have no opinion. Third place candidate, Mike Cox, low favorability number at 33%, unfavorability 15%, because 53% have no opinion of him. Tom Leonard, former Speaker of the House, favorability number 11, unfavorability 7, 82% have no opinion, never heard of him. Same basically with Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt. Favorability at 15, unfavorability at 9, 77% have no opinion. Now, the polling company put out a summation of the poll. In the report, it says the movement comes as Perry Johnson is in the midst of a $13.5 million media blitz that's been running from late January through April the 7th. Neither James nor any other Republican gubernatorial candidate has been able to match this type of investment into their campaigns. In closing, JMC concluded from its numbers that the Republican primary race for governor promises to be very competitive, with two candidates, John James and Perry Johnson, comfortably ahead of all the other contenders and basically in a statistical tie. Well, MERS News Service reached out to the team for Johnson, who responded with a press release. And they presented a direct link to the poll with the following statement. Perry Johnson's message of using his MEGA, M-E-G-A, Michigan Economic Growth Authority audit, will find spending cuts that will provide for enough money to eliminate the state income tax, putting in a family of four average $4,747 in their bank account every single year going forward. And we'll find enough money to reform, lower, or possibly eliminate property taxes. That message has caught on with voters. As Perry Johnson begins his bus tour and heads to the state convention this weekend with great momentum, we believe that Perry Johnson will be the eventual candidate to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Now, a little bit of history about this JMC polling company. They are the same company that was used to poll Republicans back in July of 2018. It was exactly 1 month ahead of the Republican gubernatorial primary election that year. What did they find? Attorney General Bill Schuette was leading Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly 25-17% with still 45% undecided. 25-17 with 45% undecided just 1 month before the primary. Now, as we go back up to the top of this poll, this is done, folks. This past Saturday, March 21st through Monday, March 23rd. And it's already down to 44% undecided this early. Think about this. This is March versus July of 2018. Well, in the end, in that Republican primary, Bill Schuette won 50.7% to Callie's 25.2, more than double the amount of votes. So what happened? He only had an 8-point lead a month before the election, but ended up winning 200% more votes. He got the undecideds to vote for him. But in the end, the leader of that poll back in July of 2018 ended up being the winner. Well, later in the day yesterday, Perry Johnson announced a short road to convention bus tour, which will have the candidate visiting Grand Rapids, the second most populated area in our state, Flint, the third most populated, Macomb, Novi, and small towns. The bus tour starts today, Wednesday, and will end up at the convention in Novi on Saturday. So if you live in Grand Rapids, Flint, Macomb County, Novi, you'll probably see the bus there and be able to go and talk and meet Perry Johnson. Going to be interesting to see the bus at the convention on Saturday. Final segment, hour number one. We'll wrap this up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one. In just wrapping up this new poll that just came out, got a couple of text messages during the break. Randy, since you had Perry on the show, we've noticed more and more of these ads. Was that coincidence or was that planned? Totally planned. In full transparency, the ad buy came into the radio station. Perry did note in the instructions that he would like to be a guest on Trucker Randy's show. Vicky sent me the information from the ad buy, and I then accommodated the request. You may remember a week later, I had Ralph Rebant on. He was on Thursday, March 12th. The only reason I haven't produced a YouTube video of that podcast yet is if you go to our website, yourdefendingfathers.com, we are having problems with our podcasts. The company we use as the server did some software changes for storage capacity to increase our capability to store podcasts. As a result, the podcasts have been converted from MP3 audio files to MP4 videos, which they're not. And as a result, if you click on the play button, nothing happens. It's from that website where I get the podcasts links from. So I can't access Ralph Rebant's. So as soon as I get my engineers to go through the inventory, find the actual MP3 audio file. We call them AMs for audio MP3s. The audio file, I will then sit down and produce the YouTube commercial, or interview, I should say, commercial free. I edit out the commercials to produce the YouTube videos. Well, when I can get access to that audio file, I'll produce the YouTube video without commercials and put it out there for Ralph Rebant. Also, full equal disclosure, fair time. If any of the candidates want to contact me and get an interview on the show, I'm more than willing to do it for them as well. Download the MP3 audio file, take the time, and produce the YouTube video. But again, if you'd like the link to the Perry Johnson interview, just text me PJ. And my phone will send you the link. Now, one last thing. We are heading down to Novi on Saturday for the endorsement convention. There's really only two races that are going to be needed to be voted on. Why is that? Because all the other candidate races are uncontested. The two races that are going to be voted on will be the Attorney General, which is Doug Lloyd versus Kevin Kiefsky, and then the three-way race for Secretary of State. Anthony Ferlini, Amanda Love, and Monica Yutuma. One of these candidates will come out of the convention on Saturday being the endorsed candidate by the Republican Party. For all practical purposes, they will be the nominees at the August convention after we, the new precinct delegates, are elected an August 4th primary. So what does that mean? You need to get your new affidavit of identities filed with your local clerks before the May deadline. We will be on the ballot this year as well. The August 4th ballot will have us on there running for precinct delegate. Why is that? Well, officially, as of this Saturday at the endorsement convention, our obligations, our commitments to being precinct delegates are over. There's nothing else for us to do from being elected a precinct delegate back in August of 2024. All of your responsibilities are over. So you've got to get your affidavits of identity filed to be on the ballot to get reelected this August 4th. Contact your local clerk, get the affidavit of identity, go in and fill it out, have them notarize it, and get a copy of it. And then you'll be on the ballot August 4th to get elected to be a precinct delegate for your area this year. Then in late August, we will go to the state convention, the newly elected delegates, and confirm the candidates as of the endorsement convention. That's the way it's going to work. If you have any questions, give me a call after the show at 12 noon. Hour number two, today's show, will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy.